Welcome to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. This is the podcast to help you master your business, brain, and body. Welcome to this week's Mentor Moments. This week, we're going way back to episode 147 with Barry McNerney. If you live in Dublin or you're from Ireland, you have definitely eaten at one of Barry's outlets. He is the owner of Juniors, Paulie's, Lots & Co., and his latest is a software play called Unify Ordering. In this Mentor Moment, I go back and I review the lessons I learned from Barry. We talk about what it's like to work with family. How do you resolve conflict and the strain it can place on a relationship? And then we go deep into how Barry identified new opportunities for new businesses. He is the ultimate serial entrepreneur with four businesses under his belt. So if anyone knows how to do it, it's Barry. Enjoy today's Mentor Moment. But first, a quick thank you to my partner, Square. Thanks to my partner, Square. Everything your business needs, like payments, menu management, online ordering, chatting endlessly about the weather. Well, you're on your own there. Square. Everything your business needs. Almost. Visit square.com.
Well, I was very fortunate that my brother is my business partner. So that's another thing, you know, I'm not my own entrepreneur. My brother is in there with me and he supports me and he's very much my opposite. He's very, you know, secure. He doesn't like making quick decisions. He's kind of likes things the way they are and stuff like that. Whereas I'm constantly, well, let's do this, let's try something else, let's try something else. So I think he balances me. I think that's very important. And he's an expert in food. I'm not. But I'm kind of good on the business side and stuff like that. So I think the two of us complement each other. So that really was a big support. I don't know how I would have handled it if I didn't have anybody with me, you know. And I suppose I'm like that in lots of other business. I always like to, you know, have that support network with me. You know, other entrepreneurs might be different in that they like just being complete, like a lone wolf. That's not really me, you know. I need that support. So he kind of kept those things going and working and allowed me to kind of focus the time to get that business working right.
How did you find the rhythm to work together? Because I'd imagine as brothers, it can be a little bit tough.
Oh, we have killed each other over the past. We actually now, over the last, maybe it's just we're getting a bit older, but when we first started, we used to absolutely murder each other, yeah. Have like physical fights and stuff like that, you know. Yeah.
The only person you can't fire.
Well, that's it.
Definitely can't get rid of him.
You can't. And I mean, I think it's, definitely like that's other things we've experienced in businesses. You know, you don't want to get too many people get too many people involved. You should really try and keep it to as few people as absolutely as possible. Because you will have differences of opinions. And when there's money on the line, obviously, you know, those differences are accentuated. So myself and my brother have huge differences of opinion. And we will fight like cats and dogs at times. But at the end of the day, we're attached to the hip and we're family, so we can't get away with it. And that's it.
Do you have a process for resolving that? Do you have a thing you do or you just...
No. Just, I mean, like there has been the times where we haven't talked to each other for 3 or 4 months. Not now in a long time.
Okay.
But in the early days, we wouldn't have talked for 3 or 4 months. And then, I mean, he wouldn't be one for saying sorry or anything like that either. So Jenny, I kind of just let it slide and just try and get on with it.
He doesn't listen to podcasts, does he?
I'm going to get him to listen to this one, so he knows how tortured I've been over these years.
I met it through. So Lots & Co., how much of that, of your headspace did that take up then during that time?
100%. And it can be detrimental to relationships and all that kind of stuff that you would have at the time. It's very, you're trying to spin an awful lot of plates and things like that. And just, there's just so much stress going on. Sometimes, you know, in the past, I would have let that, you know, affect what I was going. So, I mean, that's something I learned from that experience is that, you know, your life is actually more important. So just be careful not to bite off too more than you can chew all at the same time because it can be. But I think I've grown up and learned from that experience and stuff like that as well. So growing, if you're listening, this one, my business won't affect us.
New man. What age were you when you started Lots & Co?
When I started Juniors, I was 26. When I started Lots & Co, I would have been 33.
Okay.
33 years of age, yeah.
So you're still going through those kind of formative years of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, I'm still going through them, I suppose, yeah. But yeah, I think I'm a little bit longer in the tooth and a little bit wiser now in terms of what we take on. And, you know, I think luckily, you know, as time goes by, you become a little bit more financially secure, so you can offload an awful lot of the stuff that you would have to have done to other people. Money does help. you know, to kind of make things a little bit more secure. Obviously, you don't want to waste it, but you know, it can, you can pay people to do certain things rather than trying to do 50 different jobs yourself.
I always think back to that quote. I must go and check who said it, but it's, if you have a problem that can be solved with money, you don't have a problem.
Exactly.
As long as you have money, of course.
Yeah.
So third business up and running.
Yeah.
How long until you got the itch again?
Well, no. So, I mean, so we opened Lots & Co. in 2015. And then in 2017, I was approached by Paul Lawless and Louis Williams. And Louis was the manager of a of a cafe, 250 Square. They're a bit of a chain and a producer now but at this stage. But then they had a cafe in Rathmines. And his employer used to want him to email the orders to his wholesale suppliers because he wanted to have some sort of traceability over what was being ordered. You know, Louis was just wasting a lot of time every evening, sending the same emails day in, day out. And he kind of collaborated with Paul because Louis is a really good product designer. And they created this simple little app where he could just create the products that he needed. And then he could hit send, choose the quantities and hit send to the wholesale supplier. And they were delivered to the supplier in a text message or an email.
Brilliant.
And this was all of a sudden, it saved him loads of time every evening. And then he kind of collaborated with Paul again and said, you know, so that he could add other members of his organization so that they could send orders or he could assign responsibility for them to send orders and he could see from remotely what they'd ordered. And all of a sudden, this is giving him an oversight, saving him time and giving him information about his business that he didn't currently have. And then they looked into, you know, did a bit of research and realized there was nobody really in the world who was doing anything like that, you know, or certainly not in any kind of a simplistic, easy, user-friendly kind of way. You know, there were systems, but they're very like accountancy-based. So they approached me and they knew I owned a couple of different businesses, said, would you be interested in trialing this in your various businesses? And I looked at it straight away and, you know, which is, if you think about it, it's crazy that all small businesses and restaurants would have a cash register for their sales. They'd have a staff rostering system for their staff. But in terms of their purchasing, they've no information whatsoever. So I kind of recognized that. I said, well, I'm not interested in trying this. I'm interested in investing in it. And I invested a very small amount of money at that time. And what we did was you actually used to sit with the chefs in juniors and look at how they placed the orders and then kind of refined the platform that had already been built to how they did it rather than building the platform and giving it to the chefs, because I knew that this thing had to be super simple and really easy to use, because if it was any more difficult or any more complicated than pick up a telephone, people would just continue to pick up a telephone.
Yeah.
And it had to be extremely reliable. So we did that and then we started sending the orders out to our wholesale suppliers, and they started actually getting in touch with us and said, what is this system that you're using? Because the ordering process for the wholesale supplier is a complete nightmare. They're receiving hundreds of voicemails every evening. They're having to pay people to come in at 3-4 o'clock in the morning, listen to these voicemails, transcribe them out in pen and paper, hand that piece of paper to somebody who then inputs it into a system, which finally produces a docket, and then they use that docket to pick the order and send it out. Now, that process is hugely costly in terms of the manual labor that it takes. It's also fraught with errors because, you know, there's a lot of human error involved. People aren't specific enough in terms of what they want to order. You might say, I want a box of tomatoes. They don't know that that supplier, that fruit and veg supplier, might have 20 different variants of tomatoes, you know. There's a lot more foreign nationals, so the person placing the order could be from, say, South America. The person receiving the order could be from Eastern Europe or even Ireland or whatever it might be. And so they're very difficult trying to understand what they're trying to order. So it's breakdown in communication. So we were able to then go into the wholesale supplier, digitize their product brochure, put it into their customers' hands 24/7.
Okay.
They're able to communicate special offers and new products that help to increase their sales, help to reduce their waste by eliminating all those human errors. And then we were able to integrate our application into their back-end system, so they didn't have to pay any of the people to listen to those voicemails and stuff like that. So we were helping them save money, reduce costs, reduce carbon footprint, and eliminate errors. So it was a win for the wholesale supplier, and it was a win for the buyer. And by fixing the ordering for buyers and suppliers, buyers being restaurants, cafes and bars, and suppliers being wholesale suppliers, we actually started to create a network of buyers and suppliers, which has allowed them to connect and start doing business in a completely new way. Because I had just been to a fair in Paris for Lots & Co. Called CL in Paris. And it's just to give you an idea of the size, there's 8 halls and each hall is about 8 times the size of the RDS. So it's absolutely massive. Wow. And the whole point of that is producers and suppliers of goods go there to meet buyers of goods. And I also recognize that when we started fixing for buyers and suppliers, there's no network that exists in Europe or anywhere really in the world that connects wholesale buyers and suppliers. And this is an industry that's worth about €500 billion a year.
And it just seems so obvious. Even as you're explaining to me, I have zero food experience, zero beverage experience. It just seems so obvious.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of the main things that when we used to go around, you know, doing demonstrations and things like that, people would say, how has this not existed already? Now, what does exist is suppliers, you know, recognize the problems around their ordering and the process and looking for a fix. And what they would do is look to develop their own platform. Mm. But they could spend, you know, north of €100,000 to do that. And then at the same time, then my chef or my manager would have 8 different applications for 8 different suppliers. And there's nothing in it for me as a business owner to tell them to do that. The only thing that makes sense for me is to have one platform that warehouses all of that information in relation to my purchasing in one place. So that's it. And that's really been since 2018 when I really got involved in Unify Ordering. That's been my main passion because I just think the opportunity is massive. The scalability is like nothing else that I'm involved in. I just think it's a great journey to be on, and the opportunity is huge.
I love, just to break it down for people, I love how you hacked it together first. You literally went and watched the chefs to see how they do it. I think that's the step so many entrepreneurs miss. Mm-hmm. They develop the solution without looking to see how it'll be adopted.
I hope you enjoyed today's mentor moment with Barry McNerney. Go back and listen to the full episode. It's episode 147. Just search online, search Gary Fox, Barry McNerney, and the Entrepreneur Experiment 147, and you will find it. Have an incredible week. I will see you back here on Monday for a brand new Idea Lab. See you then. And don't forget, wherever you're listening, whether it's Spotify, YouTube, or Apple, hit that subscribe button. It helps the pod grow. See you Monday.